Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. In Hebrews 10, verses 5 to 8, we read, "Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure.' Then I said, 'Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book.'" In these verses, the writer of Hebrews quotes from Psalm 40 and ascribes these words to God the Son, who uttered them in his divine nature at the moment of his incarnation. Think about that. What a fascinating concept. God the Father prepared a body for his Son, who had existed from eternity past, but was born as a human being. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. Philippians 2, 7 and 8. When I was a little boy, my father wrote a poem to encourage folks to ponder the wonder of the virgin birth and the purpose of the incarnation. Over the years, my wife Ruthie and I have shared this poem in Christmas cards, as have many other church members, relatives, and friends who heard or received it from us. In fact, I quote this poem by memory every Christmas to our congregation. It's become a tradition that we treasure. As we give thanks to the Lord for our great salvation, let's look for opportunities to share the good news with others. The following poem is entitled, "The Christ of the Cross," by my father, James W. Fletcher. Amidst all the tinsel and trappings, the holiday glitter and gloss, God help us to see past the wrappings, remembering Christ in the cross. While many grow tearful and tender when scenes of the stable they see, to little Lord Jesus they'll render their thanks, but not the Christ of the tree. Now marvel we must at the manger, the babe in the Bethlehem birth, but oh that we'd stay not a stranger to why Jesus entered this earth. For Christ in the cradle could never have saved us from infinite loss, but praise him forever and ever, he's also the Christ of the cross. In Romans 3, the Apostle Paul states, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Our Christmas gifts to one another should remind ourselves of God's ultimate gift to us. Friend, have you received God's free gift of salvation? If not, receive it by faith today. It's as simple as ABC. Admit that you are a sinner. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Commit your life to him. Then you will know in the truest sense the joy of Christmas, for you will know the Christ of the cross, who lived, died, and rose again to save sinners like us. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. You're invited to attend our Christmas Eve service here on December 24th at 5 o'clock p.m. For more information about Webster Bible Church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.